You Greeks are but children. There is no old doctrine handed down among you, but by ancient traditions or any science, which is of age. I will tell you the reason behind this. There have been and will be again many destructions of mankind out of many causes. The greatest having been brought about by earth fire and inundation. That means flooding. Whereas you Greeks and other nations did not keep records, imperishable records of Atlantis, we Egyptians did. And then after a long period of time, the usual inundation or flooding visits the earth like a pestilence and leaves only those of you who are destitute of letters and education. So the society died, except for the few. And thus you have to begin over again as children, having no knowledge as time raced by that there were events that happened in the past that were very devastating to the human race, and know nothing of what happened in ancient times, either among us or among yourselves. End of quote. That was from John White's book, Pole Shift, page 38. In other words, what the ancient Egyptian priests were telling the Greeks, historian at this time, was that many civilizations throughout history of our planet have been wiped out by a recurring catastrophe, something that would come along ever so often. These civilization-ending cataclysms not only destroyed many ancient cultures that we're digging up and the artifacts from them to prove they existed, but their written records and recorded history as well, forcing them literally to start over as children. As time went on, they would forget what caused the destruction. Recorded historians did not exist in many of these societies. So it is that these global cataclysms occurred, but many people scoffed because they didn't have the accurate information. Today I hope to give you some of the accurate information as to what this Bible prophecy that I've already read and many others, what it's all about. The Egyptians told Solon about the destroyed civilization called Atlantis. Atlantis was a series of islands that lay west of the Straits of Gibraltar, out into the Atlantic Ocean. Then the usual, as they said, inundation or flood struck the earth. It involved earthquakes and floods. They had a little warning. Atlantis was engulfed with ravages of the ocean. The waves overtook it. Huge tidal waves. Finally, Atlantis slipped between and under the great tidal waves, the giant waves, 3,000 feet in height, never to be seen or heard from again. But they lay deep under the oceans. In 1828, the Museum of Leiden in the Netherlands obtained a copy of a very old and ancient text known as Ipuwer Papyrus. And this was recorded in a book. This text describes a massive cataclysm that struck Egypt thousands of years ago. And they set forth a remarkable understanding of what has happened to many civilizations in the past. in this papyrus. Statements from it reveal that the nation was totally devastated. Agriculture was destroyed. Both the upper and the lower Egyptian became wasteland. Then we had the Great Sahara Desert as a direct result. A Mr. A.H. Gardner wrote in a book concerning this particular papyrus that was in the Leiden Museum, quote, "It was no merely local disturbance that is here described, but a great and overwhelming national disaster," end of quote. Now, this ancient manuscript said that the earth turned upside down.